Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
You ever notice I'm like a little kid right before I start talking? Like I'm like weaving back and forth and I'm like bubbly and giddy. You ever notice that? Or is that just me?
I haven't noticed yet. I'll be on the lookout for it now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. A lot of stuff to chat about. First of all, Jake, great shirt.
Thank you.
Do you control the camera? Can it zoom in on you? No, not your face, the shirt.
I had to hold it up, yeah.
I forgot to mention. Another team to keep your eye. If I'm going to take Nebraska out of this, as far as my potential Indiana for this year, watch out for Georgia Tech.
Mm.
And shout out to Terrell Farley. He actually reminded me. He's going to give a little, a prediction in one of his shows. And he reminded me that Georgia Tech's a team to keep your eye on this year as well. So they're a potential Indiana. All right. Captains. Captains were announced. For those who don't know, who are they, Jake?
Dylan Raiola, Henry Litovsky, Deshaun Singleton, Marquise Buford, Dane Key, and Sierra Wright.
Any surprises?
Not necessarily, but I give a tip of the cap to Dane Key for coming in as a transfer and getting that right away.
Yeah, Zaire Wright. I think a lot of Husker fans have, quote unquote, fallen in love with him, so to speak. Henry Litovsky, a guy who was also chosen by Matt Rhule to go to Big Ten Media Days. So if you were wondering, how's that other guard spot doing? Wonder no more. Team captain, went to Big Ten Media Days, selected by the players as a captain, coached to represent the team at Big Ten Media Days. Dylan Raiola, I think we would have been surprised if he wasn't a captain, so no surprise there. Dane Key coming in. He seems to have earned a lot of respect from a lot of people beyond just being a good football player. Deshaun Singleton, I'm correct in this, right? Like he originally was going to go to the NFL and came back. That's correct, right?
Yeah, he actually got that extra year because of the JUCO year thing. So the opportunity opened up for him.
And that's how he came back. That's right. That's what I was thinking. That was like last winter. Sometimes things get a little hazy, foggy for me, but that's awesome. Literally, people talked about how Dane could have gone to the NFL, third round pick somewhere in there. Deshaun was going to go. So to have guys like that back, really good. Who was the other one? Marquise Buford Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Again, no surprises in here. Being a team captain, like there are certain things that stood out on the list of things that I felt really honored when I was playing. The Lifter of the Year trophy to this day, it's right up there with my highest honors. Earning a black shirt, team captain. Like, those were some of the things that meant the most to me. Like, where we put some of the honors that I have, like, those things are right there with my highest honors as far as how I view them, how I see them. So, congratulations to those guys. No shocker, honestly. Six captains?
Yeah.
Are you surprised to see six captains?
I'll be surprised to see six captains walk out to the midfield. Usually it's four.
Yeah, I don't think the amount's a big deal. All right.
But I do, I mean, I think it's important because sometimes, like we talked about, or maybe we didn't talk about this, I much prefer to have team captains, whether it be four or six, than weekly, we're going to do different things. And so I just think it helps, you know, it helps a lot to have guys that throughout the year you can rely on and go back to. If you want to honor somebody still, maybe they can go out with the captains for their homecoming or whatever. But I like the fact that you've had solidified team captains here.
You didn't like the week-to-week deal?
I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, I don't think it leads to too many different wins and losses. It's one of the smaller details, but I'm kind of traditional in that way.
I'm good either way. If I could have my pick, Adam Carriker's utopian world here, I would have two offense, two defense, one special teams, and then I would have a weekly captain that fills in for your sixth. That's how I would do it, but here nor there.
Were you ever captain in the NFL?
I was not. Thanks for bringing that up.
For some reason, I thought you might have been. What was the process of being named at Nebraska? I mean, that's obviously, like you said, a great honor.
Players voted.
Yeah.
I was almost in D.C. Injuries kind of didn't help that cause. But thanks for bringing that up. Bad news, Bach. Appreciate it.
Sorry, I thought you were.
I appreciate it. I feel like I was almost a leader.
Yeah. You're a team leader in one way or the other.
I will say this. I do remember when they drafted Robert, RG3, I walked in the locker room and all of a sudden he was right next to me. And I was like, I don't play offense. I'm not a skill guy. Why am I next to Robert? I even asked Paul Kelly, one of the head guys up there in the office, so to speak. He goes, Robert is right between you and London Fletcher for a reason. Because it went London, Robert, me. I was like, oh. So to me, I might as well have been the team captain, Jake, after I heard those words. All right. Getting ready for game week. Got some interesting things here. Is there anything off the text line real quick? Jake, yay or nay?
Not necessarily. Just somebody is predicting LSU to lose their opener, run the table, and only lose to Georgia in the finals. And by the way, he hates the SEC. He also says Penn State and Ohio State losing the semis. This is from Bob.
So who's he has LSU in the championship? Who are they playing? Another SEC team? The guy who hates the SEC has an all-SEC final?
He didn't really give his finals. He's just picking where teams lose.
I need a clarification, my friend. What's his name?
Bob.
Bob, I need a clarification, my man. All right, a couple of quick headlines here. Buccaneers informed rookie safety Shiloh Sanders today that he is being waived per his agent Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey, who added, and I quote, we're hoping he gets claimed off waivers, end quote. I'm actually a big fan of Shiloh Sanders. If you follow him, watch him on social media at all, seems like a really good dude. We have a whole clip, but now it's over a week old, where Dylan Gabriel alluded to Shedeur Sanders. We don't need to play the clip at this point. You know, some guys are competitors, some guys are entertainers. So it sure came across like he was calling Shedeur an entertainer. You look at the Cleveland Browns depth chart. I believe it was Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So it seems like Shedeur is going to be on the team. Now, when he was asked about being on the team, this is where journalistic integrity comes in. He's asked about it. The first word he says is obviously. So on social media, they post the question they asked Shedeur, and his response, all it says is obviously. Like, but if you follow the rest of the clip, obviously, I'm doing the best I can. I'm grinding. I'm working hard. But they left all that out.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He said, ask anybody on the team. They're going to say they think they're going to take it. Yeah.
I don't know. I find myself rooting for Shedeur. Are you surprised?
Not necessarily. I mean, he's kind of a little bit, I suppose. He's kind of put himself into a position where he feels a little bit like an underdog. Who doesn't like an underdog story? But he's not much of an underdog. I mean, that's kind of the exact opposite of what he wanted you to believe going into the draft, where he's legendary and all that. So I don't know. They did release Tyler Huntley. It looks like they're going to bring on four. Pickett still injured. So four quarterbacks, that's a lot. But, you know, the one thing that I think is kind of silly is people feeling like the Browns have it out for Shedeur Sanders. Like there's, you know, even former players talking about how Dylan Gabriel practices or plays with the better players on the Browns. And then Shedeur gets picked, only gets, you know, to go with the scrubs and the undrafted players. That's what happens when you're selected two rounds later. Mm-hmm. They had a chance to pick who they wanted to first, and they thought that Dylan Gabriel was the pick. So that's why that's the case.
They're going to give the benefit of the doubt the guy they drafted earlier.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly what you said. All right, a couple interesting things here. There is zero chance I'm going to pronounce this right, but I'll do my best. Kenzai Matsuwaka is from Tokyo, where at age 20, he was a waiter at Morton Steakhouse. On a vacation to the U.S., he saw an NFL game, returned home, and taught himself to place kick via YouTube videos. He now plays for Hawaii, and he just booted the game winner to beat Stanford 23-20. Were you aware of this?
I did. I watched that game. I actually DVR'd it and watched it in the morning. And yeah, that was a cool story.
Yeah, Hawaii won a football game, beat Stanford, an ACC team. That's so weird for me to say. With a quarterback who can barely walk and a kicker who learned how to kick on YouTube by watching YouTube videos. This was also interesting, especially if you're a Nebraska fan. Hawaii's freshman Aussie punter, Billy Gowers, three punts, 163 yards, 54.3 average yards per punt. Two inside the 20, long of 67. Good sign for any teams debuting their own Aussie punter this week, right?
It's crazy. Australian punters are overtaking college football, and because they're punting long, you know, better. So it's crazy, kind of a phenomenon that's going on. Nebraska, of course, jumped in. Yeah, I mean, all that Hawaii, if I did get the win. Remember, Stanford has an interim head coach, though.
No excuses. Hawaii is not connected to the rest of the U.S. I mean, how many excuses are we going to look for here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Nebraska will take about 80 players down to Kansas City, okay, as part of their travel roster. The additional, they're probably going to take about 45, maybe more players, about 45 or so players not on the travel squad, will then come down on Thursday, will be with the team the day of the game. All right. Should have discussed this before the playoff talk. The SEC has mandated that they will now play 9 regular season games, conference games. In addition to, take this, Big Ten, says the SEC, we're also going to mandate we play 1 Power 4 conference team out of conference as well. My initial thought, Stanford, Arizona, Maryland, Rutgers, they're going to get blown up by all those SEC teams. You better watch out now. What was your reaction to this? Because now the Big Ten, do we need to call Tennessee and get them back on the schedule? That one Power 4 conference team in the non-conference schedule? What was your reaction to this?
Oh, that's my exact reaction. Is Nebraska going to react to the SEC? I mean, first of all, I was surprised because the SEC has all the, you know, kind of the bargaining power they need. I thought they were going to continue to do what they had done, which is kind of stick to that 8-game conference schedule, say it's like playing an NFL schedule, and so that, you know, it's just as difficult. So I was surprised that they did that. Obviously, better for the sport. But like you were saying, more importantly for Husker fans, is it might kind of bring back, okay, now there's an opening. That's basically Nebraska, Indiana, some of these schools were doing this reactionarily. And Matt Rhule would say, you know, because the SEC felt like is on par with the Big Ten and they had to play one more conference game. So now all things even, you know, I don't know if Tennessee's coming back, but they've got some, you know, future schedules with Oklahoma, Colorado, some, you know, Oklahoma State, some things to look forward to. Now I feel a little bit better about those actually coming to fruition.
You know, you just got really mad. Kurt Cignetti. He scheduled 3 middle school and a high school team and their upcoming non-conference schedule. And he's so furious right now.
He'll probably can still do it. I mean, Bill Snyder did it for years. It doesn't matter.
Well, Kansas State was literally the worst football program in the country. You notice I didn't say Power 4 or 5 or whatever it was back then. The worst in the country. I remember a quote he had, not the exact quote, I'll paraphrase. We just got to start winning games. Like, we just got to beat somebody. And then, dude, Kansas State, I know, last weekend didn't go great if you're a Wildcat fan, but they're a pretty good program.
Right, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Preseason ranked. All right. The reason the SEC did this, for those who may not know, is they have changed this, what they're going to emphasize, the strength of schedule metrics that the College Football Playoff Committee is going to use. Because we could sit here and whine and complain and moan all we wanted about the SEC playing 8 conference games. They had no reason to change it. They were benefiting from essentially playing Timbuktu late in November and getting an additional bye week. They weren't being penalized. Their teams weren't getting beat up. They were getting basically another bye week. Why would you change it? I was always mad at the system that allowed them to get away with it. The system changed. Oh, all of a sudden, now they're playing 9 conference games and 1 Power 4 conference team in the non-con. Funny how that works. The strength of schedule metrics have changed as to how teams are going to get in the College Football Playoff. Now, the SEC is going to play 9 conference games. They're also going to play 1 Power 4 conference team in their non-con games. The Big Ten already plays 9 conference games. I would assume them to respond with an additional Power 4 conference team and their non-conference schedule being mandated as well. The ACC is probably going to follow up and do the same thing as well. At least they should. I thought this was interesting. Brett McMurphy on X said, it's mathematically impossible for a 17-team ACC conference to each play 9 games. So how would the ACC do that? We have, and I quote, we have the highest rated academic schools of the Power 4 conferences, end quote. And ACC AD told him, we'll figure it out. Nothing says I'm smarter than you are like that quote. All right, see what we got up here next. You've probably seen this. I've seen this like 80,000 different places. But Ohio State, Texas, depending on which pool you look at, number 1 versus number 2 in the country this weekend. Big time game. Dude, there's so many good college football games this weekend. It's insanity. Each and every week, we're going to have to bring back our college football picks. All right. How'd you do last year, by the way?
Well, I did actually compete with Terrell, and I beat, you know, Terrell and Rashawn, so that was pretty good. So I'm pretty good. Actually, 2 of the last 3 years, I beat them.
I'm just pausing to let that set out there in the universe. When you tune in, do you hear that, Terrell? When you tune in from 1 to 3, you're listening to Bach, not Terrell. That's what Jake just said. Is that what you just said?
Not only if you're going on, you know, picking games. And... but, I mean, it does go out there. Maybe, you know, some of us that didn't play football still know a little bit about it.
Oh, who was it that said, or was it Denzel?
Yeah,
that was
Denzel,
like, if you
Washington.
Don't play, you don't know. What did he say? Because it did bother you. You told me this last
week. Well, yeah, I mean, he was going very elitist and saying that if, you know, you didn't play, you don't know what you're talking about, all that sort of thing. It's like, all right, let's just take women out of the equation completely. Good job, Denzel.
Wow, you took that a whole nother direction.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. There's great... I mean, obviously, you can't. There's a reason you do sideline reports. I mean, there is a lot of merit to what he's saying, but to completely go on the opposite and said, if you've never, you know, you don't have any experience doing it, you can't talk about it. I know what a shank punt looks like. I can talk about it. I don't have to go out and do it to tell you the impact of it in a game.
I've never seen you get this red. You are legit upset by his comments.
I've seen all 3 equalizers, Denzel.
Jake is legit bothered by these. So, and I did mention this to you when you were chatting with me about it last week off air. I was like, I think this was directed at like Stephen A. Smith and how he's talked about LeBron, because LeBron and Denzel are good friends, and Bronny James. So I think it was more at guys like that than, I don't know, maybe you were on his mind when he said it.
I just don't.
Specifically thinking of Bad News Bach. That's what I was thinking of.
I love Denzel Washington. And now I wake up one morning, open up Twitter, and finds out he's like directly attacking me. I'm like, well, okay.
Directly attacking you. He might as well have tagged you on X.
Even he did. I think he's heard something from me and said, you know what? Screw this guy.
Denzel is one of those few actors and actresses that has like a spotless record. And you have just crapped all over it, Jake. So here's the crazy stat. All right, I'm sure everybody's seen this by now, but if somehow you have not, in the last 20 years, when a quarterback makes his first start against the number 1 team in the country, that quarterback making his first start is 0-18. That quarterback this weekend will be Julian Sain of Ohio State when they take on Texas. Does that matter to you? Do you care at all about that?
Can you say that again? I kind of lost it. I got caught up the 0-18 part.
Essentially, like if I were to make my first ever collegiate start, let's say, for Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
And we're playing, I'm not going to say Texas. Yeah. I just don't want to use Texas. Number 1, Oklahoma. I actually respect them. Guys in my position making their first ever college start as a quarterback are 0-18 when my first start is against the number 1 team in the country.
Yeah. I mean, that it makes more sense than usual, though. I mean, I would expect that to be a pretty difficult, stat to kind of combat. But obviously, we know the situation a little bit different with the defending champion.
Yep.
playing against the number one team.
Is that going to affect how you pick that game at all? 0-18, dude.
No. I picked Ohio State all offseason. I'm not switching now.
You're not?
No.
You're not going to use logic and facts? And okay.
No
wonder Denzel went after you.
Defending national champion against Arch Manning, who everybody already declares is the number one draft pick in a few years. We'll see.
I feel like you're a little cantankerous today, man. I like it. You got a case of the Mondays. Is that what it is?
No, I'm actually really happy because college football started this weekend.
All right. And two of their most recent starts in the preseason, just kind of going back to Dylan versus Shadur. Shadur was 14-23. Dylan was Gabriel. Was 13 of 18. Shadur had 157 yards passing. Dylan had 144. Here's where it gets interesting. Shadur threw for two touchdowns, no picks. Dylan had no touchdowns, two picks. Now, was he going against with and against the tougher squads? How do you view that right now?
Yeah, I mean, and it gives them something to talk about. Obviously, the pro Shadur crowd. It's fascinating again because when you say he's the fifth round pick or whatever, but we all kind of know the situation. Again, I think that whole draft situation made a better movie than Draft Day, which they were purposely kind of making something unbelievable up to happen. It matters, but again, I still go back to they picked Dylan Gabriel a couple of rounds ahead of Shadur. They're almost like back against the wall, like finally, like we got to take Shadur here, don't we? So, I think that's going to still be prevalent as you move forward. Now, once you get on the field and try to make some change, I mean, if things continue to go along that route, then eventually Shadur will surpass Dylan Gabriel. But that's, again, it's a small sample size too, so I don't want to make a huge deal out of it.
All right, we better go to break. We were anticipating press conferences going on. During the break, I'm going to get some recon on if they are or not. If not, we got plenty to talk about. But that was, in the headline, the major Nebraska football updates. That's kind of what I was alluding to. So we'll see how those press conferences are going and are not going. Maybe we give those updates tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is already loaded. Jake's proclaiming Nebraska football to win the national title tomorrow. Is that the date you marked on your calendar right after you called Denzel? And Kevin Costner to discuss draft day?
That's right.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.